Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country for your daily program. And this is BBM 98.7 FM. And the program is National Talk Black. A big shout out to NERS, National Israeli Service, to go across the country. Thanks to NERS. And you can yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, I hope you've locked away the dates in regarding CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, and Queensland's biggest First Nation art market. And that's happening again, and 16 years running, fantastic. Back at the tanks, and the dates are 10 and 13 July, 10 right through to 13 July. So block it out, whatever you got on, cancel it. Make sure you join us at the tanks for the art fair, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, fantastic. We're going to catch up a yarn now with India Collins, Exhibitions and Development Manager, and just talking about we're doing an artist call-out, showcasing art, crafts and wares. Anybody who's got art and connection to Queensland, come and check it out. We got India on the line. India, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Let's start with India Collins. Who's India Collins? Where do you stem from?
So I actually come from Canada originally, but I've been in Cairns for almost 20 years.
Okay.
I'm working with CIAF for over 8 years now.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we claim you. We adopt you after two cyclones, two wet seasons. You're local, sister.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look, we're talking about a fantastic opportunity, artist call out to showcase art, crafts and wares at CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, come 10, 13 July. So tell us what you're looking for, and is it across the state, if not the country, connections to Queensland, and what sort of art forms we're talking here?
So the Artisan Showcase, which is a rebranding of what used to be called the Art Market, the purpose of that is to really emphasize on the quality of work that we're looking for in the Artisan Showcase. We want to showcase artists and artisans from all over Queensland,
yes.
But we're inviting artists who have familial connections to Queensland, whether they live up here or live elsewhere, is fine, and also for artists who reside in Queensland. So it's an expression of interest, and we're asking everyone to apply to showcase the best of their work. So the kinds of work that we're looking for are, you know, handmade products,
yes.
Woven textiles, baskets, mats, wall hangings, jewelry. There's a whole range of product, and in that expression of interest, we've got some very clear guidelines of what we're looking for,
mm-hmm.
and we're elevating this craft to kind of another level with that new name, because we have the Art Fair Showcase,
yep.
Which is more like the White Wall Gallery, and this is just a different type of work, but equal in quality, just a different kind of work, some smaller wares, and, you know, more of the smaller items that people can take away with them.
Fantastic. And India, how do people apply EOI?
So if they go to our website, they'll be able to find the expression of interest. If they scroll down on the main page, the expression of interest call out is there. There's also a kit for exhibitors to look through to get all the information they need.
Good.
They can always call, and I'm happy to take calls and help people with their queries. Or through social media, through our Facebook and Instagram pages. We've got links there as well.
And just paint the picture of what platform they'd be sitting on, because we're talking about CIAF, which is a Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, operating 16 years, started 16 years ago at the tanks, moved on, now it's come back to the tanks. Look, it's a great platform. It's becoming world-renowned, and it's one of the biggest art fairs in the state.
It is, Trevor. So the art fair is inside the tanks, in tank 3 and 4, and the Artisan Showcase is outside on the promenade area, and we're showcasing similarly to how we showed at the overseas passenger terminal in
yes.
large pavilion-style tents. So the actual format will be the same internally as we've always had, same scale, but it'll just be a really bustling kind of space.
Sure.
On the promenade, it'll be activated with a day program and food and all kinds of activities throughout the day. So it's a much more intimate site.
Yes.
For us to be hosting the event. So there's lots going on.
And then just to paint the picture, when we're talking about the tanks, we're talking amongst the rainforest there in the Whitfield Range there. So Mother Nature in his flesh, and seeing First Nation people entwined in Mother Nature and country of the First Nation people. Fantastic space, yes.
Yeah, and that's been something that that we've sort of missed, is just having that connection to the earth and just being able to spend time outdoors under the trees in nature. A lot of artists have shown work in the tanks previously. Everyone's familiar with that space. It's really intimate and it's natural. And it's a venue that's intimate, but it's big enough to house all of our activations.
Yes.
So we're actually not a smaller event. We're actually, stronger, and we've got a much more, directed program focusing really heavily on the art sales for artists. The idea is to platform artists and get them selling their work to that captive audience that we're bringing up here from all over the country and internationally.
Yeah, fantastic. So to all our deadly mob out there across the states, if not the country, if you're a Queensland connection, yes, we're screaming out, artists call out to showcase your work and expressing of interest, go to the CIAF webpage. CIAF is CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. Do check it out. Indy, thank you for your yarn. Big shout out to your deadly team. We'll be yarning soon, coming closer to the event. But of course, Bummer Bipper Media are connected with you guys, and we'll be there doing the outdoor broadcast as always we've done for 16 years. And you take care, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Take care, Dale. Bye bye.
Okay, bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's India Collins, her name is, exhibitions and development manager. And look, they're doing a scream out, a shout out to for artists out there across the state for your art, craft, and wares to be hosting and working at the CIAF, Cairns Art Fair, for 2025. So do check it out, your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. We're across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, based here in Cairns. Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM, Yidinji Country, and National Talk Black. It is your program.
Spirit dreamer, serpent dreamer, the rainbow dreamer, spirit dreamer. What you want, got that for ya. Not too late, don't give up. The road ahead, it opens for us, it opens to us, devoted to you. What you want, got that for ya. Rainbow dream man, not too late, don't give up. The rainbow dream man, it never stops, we got one. The rainbow dream man, open to the healing power. The rainbow dream man. Apart, we won't let it separate. We're the people I've engaged, and we're destined to a state. And we've known it from the start. Do whatever it don't take. What you want, got that for ya. Not too late, don't give up. Initiated to lively hearts to bring good feelings.
Passage, feel the magic, earth and water, hope believes, still written in it.
Sweet surrender, feel your grace, the light of my day, the people right there. What you want, got that for ya. Rainbow dream man, not too late, don't give up. The rainbow dream man. Fantastic!
National Talk Black.
Deadly program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Here in tropical North Queensland, tropical, it's overcast at the moment. They call it liquid sunshine. We've been having a lot of that at the moment, but all good. Every day above ground is a good day. Next segment, we've got Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's over at Edmonton and also Brinsmead. And Deadly IGA, and they give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bripper Media, Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle, to Deadly. And we catch up with Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy, and also he brought his bodyguard, and that's Steve. And Stephen Grant, good morning to both of you. And also we've got their bodyguard is Bo Motlop Pennyfather, and he's with the Cairns Regional Domestic Violence Services. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good morning, Trevor.
Fantastic. Good to see you all.
Morning, Bruce.
Morning, brother. Brother, well, I got you there. Bo, thank you for coming to the program. Bo Motlop Pennyfather. Start with who your mob were you from, brother?
Grandfather's Wagadugam from Mobiag Island.
Yes.
Grandmother's Jitterbal, from the man here.
Yes. Connection there. Well, that means you can borrow money off him.
I'm going to after
this. Thank you. That's what I own there. I just text you 50, brother.
Also got connections to New Zealand, Aotearoa, through the Ngāpuhi tribe.
You're beautiful. Yep. All right, lovely. Thank you. And here on the Big Island, over to you, Steve. Who are your mob? Where are you from, brother?
Hey, Trevor. Mm. Proud Jitterbal Gidamon boy from the Mission Beach Tully Raven. So, Kasserine Coast.
Yes, Gumboot City.
Correct.
Senior Sergeant Len Delay, hillbilly up in the Tablelands, but drive down to Edmonton Police Station.
Yep.
Every day, brother. So every you day. You know every turn on the gillies, don't you, brother?
Oh, don't ask me how many there is.
I was going to ask you that.
I start counting, I'll fall asleep.
So. Yeah, thank you. Don't do that. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, welcome to the program, all of you. Thank you, gentlemen. So we're talking about a fantastic space at Edmonton. And we talk about youth crime, which is way up there, but way above that, and eclipse it, is your words, domestic violence.
Domestic violence, that's right.
We need a lot of work in that space, don't we?
We do, and look, that ties us up with a lot of our jobs at Edmonton, as most police stations across the state. But we do have another resource now at the station with an embedded domestic violence worker.
Yes.
Who is works with the Cairns Regional Domestic Violence Service.
So they're contracted. They're not police under the police employment.
That's
service,
right.
QPSA.
Yep. So they work out of our station and then support victims of domestic violence. And so it's quite handy because sometimes our crews can get quite busy.
Sure.
These workers are trained and have the time to spend with the victim to drill through their relationship and that history.
Sure.
And then they can provide us with advice on what sort of direction we need to take to make them safe.
Good, fantastic. Over to you, Bo, Motlop Pennyfather, because you're with the Cairns Regional Domestic Violence Services. Are you not?
That's correct.
And tell us about what the job entails when sitting at the table with QPS.
Yeah, so we have four domestic violence service specialists that are embedded in the police stations, four police stations in the region, as Glenn said. Mm. They're there to provide support for victim survivors of domestic and family violence who attend the police station.
And 99% of them would be females.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes,
yep.
Yes, yes.
Yep. And all four workers are also female.
Okay,
yep.
Yes.
We can offer a crisis intervention, which includes risk assessment, safety planning, information about DVOs, the court process, and can assist with private applications. Informations and information stuff, referrals.
Yes.
All that kind of stuff there.
And then the communication with the QPS. As Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay alluded to, helping them in that space for which way to go now.
Mm.
Here we are. Which way yarning? Which way to go now in regarding supporting the victims as such, yes?
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
There's a lot of occasions where, police will form an opinion on whether we need to take a domestic violence application out or not.
Sure.
This is helpful because some of these victims maybe don't need to go through that court process.
Okay. Yep.
A lot of people may need just that support around their relationship.
Mm.
They're not getting that message now just from the police. That's the Domestic Violence Service Centre is also able to provide that advice, and it's nice to not think that just the police are making these decisions, that there's another agency that's assisting us.
But it would be sad to say, but probably true to say, Cairns Regional Domestic Violence Services would probably sometimes know some of these victims, because this is sometimes an occurring thing, ongoing thing, isn't it?
I would say so. Most definitely, yeah. Yep,
so that helps in regard to the vision or the next step or, you know, the support is what we're talking about here.
Yep.
That would come into play too, wouldn't it?
For sure. Mm. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah,
most definitely.
So, first of all, Colin, when did this start with the QPS? I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, so this is a result of our Commission of Inquiry.
Yes.
And so this is one of the recommendations is that there is an embedded officer with the police station. Certainly some of our larger stations up in the far north here are the ones that are benefiting from that.
Yes.
You know, it's probably not practical to have this in smaller stations.
Sure.
But, yeah, we're certainly... not saying no to the assistance. It really is very helpful for our guys, you know, just to have that support for the victim when they come to the police station. There's people that have got time to sit down with them and you know, really nut out, you know, the correct procedures.
So the setup at Edmonton Police, the worker in this space would have an office as such?
Correct. Yeah, they've got their office there. Yep.
Oh, good. So there's communication, conversation,
so
private, and locked away.
That's right.
Let's talk to the victim.
They got a private room right up the back away from our day room. And,
Yes.
So if there's a victim that probably doesn't want to tell their story to a police officer.
Sure.
You know, we've got the perfect person for them to speak to now.
So, of course, both the workers, support workers, aren't wearing a Queensland uniform, of course, wearing a police uniform.
No, they're not. No,
they're
just civilian clothes. Casual.
Sure,
yeah,
casual.
Yep,
exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Well, if you look at this space, I think it's a great space to have it across the state, if not the country. Well, we're talking big dollars there, but we're talking about protecting the victims.
Yeah, look, that's
so they don't become a fatality is what we're talking about here.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. So that's the end goal, certainly, is to make them victims safe.
Yeah.
And feel secured and heard when they do come and tell their story.
Mm.
You know, that's the beauty of it is that they've got time to spend with them.
For our listeners who just tuned in, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, on our segment, Which Way Yarning, with the Edmonton Police, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, and we have Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant. And we have Beau Motlop, Pennyfather, who's with the Cairns Regional Domestic Violence Services. So I've just found out, you all just found out, they brought to the table this fantastic service, which started September last year, I believe, Senior Sergeant.
Yeah, so September last year it was rolled out to Cairns and Mareeba stations.
Cairns and Mareeba, yep.
Yep, so since, I believe it's about a month, we've been operating from Edmonton and Smithfield stations as well. And so the women that are assisting us here, they also rotate around those stations. So,
okay.
So, you know, with their roster, they might be at Edmonton 1 week. They can be at a different station the next week.
Rotating roster,
so
what have you.
We don't just have the same person at our station. So, but every day, Monday to Friday, we have someone there.
So we're
to
talking
assist.
About here in far north Queensland.
Mm.
Is this happening down south as well?
So statewide, correct.
Statewide thing. Mm. Okay, fantastic. But not all stations, of course.
No, that's right. No. Like I say, you know, when we've got a small one- and two-man station that don't have the calls for service, it's probably not practical to have them there.
Sure.
But certainly, you know, places like Cairns, Edmonton, Smithfield, Mareeba, there's definitely the need for this type of resource.
Mm. And look, when you look at it, it's not a discriminatory thing, black or white. Domestic violence is domestic violence. And as I mentioned before, when you look at the figures, about 99% is male on female or children, what have you, you know. Mm-hmm. So we need to fix this. Can we talk about that space, Senior Sergeant Lendelai, in regard to domestic violence and there's an assault charge as such? How far or what is it that you do in regarding QPS in policing that matter, and how does a person get charged, and what's the process, how long they're going to stay away for when
that's
they've
right.
been
look,
charged?
Look,
or paint that picture, please.
Look, straight off, we'll start with the simpler ones that we go to that end up with an ODV. Okay, so we can argue. There's no problem with having an argument.
Sure.
That happens in relationships.
Yes.
And so that there's that low level disagreements in relationships that doesn't need any intervention at all. The risky ones for us is the domestic violence where we say other action. Okay, so we're not actually going to take an application out before the courts. So we're saying that domestic violence has happened. Okay, but for whatever reason, it's not necessary to take an application out. And that could be simple as, you know, this argument has escalated to the point of, you know, yes, something did get broken or someone was harmed, but one is whether the victim was fearful.
Okay.
Okay, whether they will take into consideration whether they feel the need for an order. And look, I've been to those relationships where sometimes, you know, there may be that the victim is actually physically bigger than the actual perpetrator, and they're saying, look, I'm fine. This is a one-off incident.
Okay.
I know I reviewed one last week where it was a one-off incident where the actual person that had, the respondent or the perpetrator had hadn't drank alcohol for a very long time, had because of a death of a relative engaged in some...
And that escalated the situation.
And it just escalated. And look, his partner was quite fine. She said, look, he this is not this man.
Okay.
So that's going to be your DV other ones. And then, of course, we've got the ones where we feel that the victim needs a protection. We'll take out an application for a domestic violence order. That gets heard before the court. Magistrate will...
And while that's all going on, the victim is still living with the perpetrator.
Not in all instances. I mean,
Get removed, or
yeah, we've got other powers there where we can you know, evict someone from their
separate
house.
Yep.
It just depends on how serious the DV is and what sort of threats are you know, the victim's under. So and look, if a magistrate makes the order, that's when we have these conditions in place. Of whether it's no contact, the range of conditions can go, they're endless, you know. It's pretty well, they're all geared to make that victim safe. And then if those conditions are breached, then, of course, we bring the perpetrator back to court for a breach of the order.
Mm. I'm just speaking from inexperience, naive to it all.
Yeah.
My beautiful mother and father, beautiful upbringing. I mean, my beautiful wife, 34 years marriage. It's not in our vocabulary as such, so I'm naive to how it all works and how do we protect our women and our children out there. For those deadly listeners out there who are tuned in, some of them are in this situation, so what do we do to protect them? And we're talking prevention here, aren't we, you know, gentlemen? So it's great that this the QPS now have this fantastic space, platform, Cairns Regional Domestic Violence Services at the table, and this is happening across the state, but not all stations.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it all reverts back to money. This is not an expense, this is an investment. I think it's a great concept.
Yeah, you know? it's a good relationship. Mm. I will say it is an initiative between Department of Families, Senior Disability Services, and Child Safety, and QPS. Yeah, so it it brings a few organisations together to the table for this to happen. So,
yeah, you can add to that, Steve?
Yeah, it's just the other thing, like I said, what Glenn says also is. Edmonton Police, they're out in the job doing roads where they can come and talk to organisations like this.
Yeah.
In their time.
Well, they're in the office. They're correct. In an office there in the same, under the same roof.
While the other staff members are out there on the job doing other police matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, takes a lot of time.
So a police officer would bring a victim in a situation back to your station and then leave it with the Regional Domestic Violence Service.
Yep. They can bring one back. Look, we get a lot of front counter inquiries as well.
Sure. Okay. Yes. Yep.
And
look, oh, yes. Okay. I
straight away,
that.
We can just say, "Yep, we've got the perfect person to
speak
back
office,
to." Correct.
Chap, yep. You know? Yeah. And as you said, feeling more comfortable to talk with a non police officer.
Yes.
You
know? Yep.
Look, like, Bo. Just as you were saying before, Trev, like naive to it all. Like I kind of was too. I sort of had my head buried in the sand about. Just how rife it is in Cairns at the moment, in a small town.
A small town,
During my first few months at the service centre, I was actually just blown away by the amount.
How long you been in the service, my friend?
Just going on 5 months.
Approximately,
yeah.
So even that 5 months time, you, how you say, the lid was lifted, so to speak.
Yeah, you could say that. And I decided to sort of get into the field because... I am a man, and there's not too many men in the industry.
Mm. Yep.
But it definitely, statistically, the males or the men are the perpetrators.
Sure.
So
exactly.
it's they say it's a woman's problem, but it's more of a man's problem or a human problem.
Well, I suppose. Well, I speak with a bit of weight, as I said, 34 years marriage, what have you. never ever laid a hand on my beautiful wife, never will, you know what I mean? But it's that love and respect, and when we're talking about a marriage, we're talking about meeting halfway, compromising. Sometimes you have to go over halfway in some situation, but yeah, there's no, like I said, she's my wife, but I don't own her.
Mm. Yeah,
she's right. Still an individual, and you can't force love. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I mean, you're probably thinking the same thing. How can she fall out of love with this? You know, what I'm saying. What are you laughing at, Steve? What I'm saying. Thank you for thinking that very thing. You know what I mean? But you can't force love, and that's the sort of.
No.
So, and then we need that education to our men. You know, Dad always said you got to be man to yourself before the before anybody else. Mm. That man in the mirror. You know,
that's a good one,
check though. Yourself before you wreck yourself. You know what I mean?
Ice Cube.
And so. When you look at the fatality in this country, if not the world, regarding domestic violence, it's horrific, isn't it?
It is, and it always strikes a chord because you know.
I'm just going to say, love and thoughts and prayers going out to families out there who have lost loved ones because of it. Yes,
yeah.
Continue.
And you know, we I think quite naturally, most men want to protect women. I don't think. You know, that's why it becomes so confusing when these events take place. You know, but we can talk about the physical side of things, and but also now
abuse all levels.
You know, domestic violence. We've also included recognition of coercive control, the impact that has on relationships.
Yes.
And look, to make it very simple, coercive control. You don't own your partner.
No,
that's
exactly.
as simple as I can make it. So, you know, you don't tell them what they wear. What money they spend, who they spend time with, any of that.
Outside the physical abuse, exactly.
Yeah. So, look, there's been a lot of training for the QPS of late in that area where we, you know...
Hey, that's a good question. So QPS get trained in this space as well and part of
absolutely.
Your career pathways, yes?
Yep, absolutely. So, yeah, I've just done another two-day training course just in the... last few months, but you know, last year I spent 5 days in Brisbane.
Sure.
So yeah, we're heavily invested because you know, and so we should be because it is a lot of our work.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Look, a very important conversation. It's great to hear that there's a space now for protecting our victims out there. Regional Domestic Violence Services.
Yeah, we're on Abbott Street. In town, been there for years. It's been a service for women.
Well, okay.
Anyone?
And would that be across the state? There's offices across the state?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
There's a couple.
So if you don't want to go to the police station, you can go to your office direct.
Mm. You can. That's
you can.
Correct.
Yep. Yep. All right. But the fact is you can go to the police station as well.
Yeah. Correct. Yep.
And there's someone there, hopefully, in the back office. And that's Steve?
There's also, you can also, I believe you can make the report on PoliceLink. 131444.
Sure.
If you don't want to have that conversation with a police officer.
Mm. Third person, like neighbour next door, can they report?
Sure. We're more than happy.
It's all confidential, of course?
Yeah. Look, up to a certain extent. Certainly if things are going to progress to court and people are needed to provide their versions, then that, you know, we have to be honest that version may be, required.
From third person or... Yep.
But look... Mm. You know, we really need to look after the vulnerable, and you know these victims of domestic violence, they fit into that category. And you know, I would hope that all neighbours, friends, family are all reporting.
And just to finish off on the conversation regarding how it all works, so if a perpetrator is charged, and now they've got I don't know what the court order is, they've got to stay away from the other person, the other half. Mm. How's that all come to play? And is there a time limit? And sometimes sad, but the victim then reaches out where they shouldn't.
Okay.
But then they're sort of opening the doorway again for the relationship to get back together. I mean, can you explain that, please?
Yeah, you're just opening up the windows of complexity into domestic violence.
Is that right, have I?
But yeah.
How rude am I? I'm sorry.
You're dead right. It does happen. And, you know, again, we are still always focused on protecting that victim. And look, sometimes they do want to... it can be part of the cycle of violence, can't it? You know, you want the violence to stop and not the relationship.
Love, the relationship,
know?
So, the love of the
look,
person.
It is very complex, but we work through that. And my main message when I'm speaking to a respondent or the perpetrator is that order is is their responsibility. They'll understand the conditions of the order quite well. Yep. So if the victim is going to reach out to them, that perbeitrator needs to protect themselves.
Sure, by understanding
the order and saying, look, if I do this, am I in breach of the order and will I be charged and potentially jailed for these offences?
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Yep. It can be very messy, can't it?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So here we are. Great conversation. A very important conversation to all you deadly listeners out there on this segment, Which Way Yarning with Edmonton Police. And we're talking about how QPS have instated regional domestic violence services within their precinct, which is fantastic. Not all precincts, but that is the goal. Mm. And as we talked about before, we are screaming about youth crime. Well, domestic violence is way above that. Mm. And there's a lot of work to be done in that space as well. But, gentlemen, thank you. Bo, good to see you again, my brother.
You too, Bruce.
All the best. Stevie?
Thank you, Trev. No worries. Yeah,
thank you, brother. Next week. See you all later on. Take care. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon, boys.
Thanks, Trev.
All right. So there is a beautiful yarn, a very important yarn. And, look, education for myself who don't know that space. Which is probably a good thing, but look, thoughts, prayers going out to everybody out there who's in that situation or who have been. But yeah, we need to work together, you mob, get it together, and protecting our women and our children and our brothers out there. As the old saying, check yourself before you wreck yourself, but get support, get help. We want the best you being out there to help support and look after our beautiful women and children. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.
Pardon my passion, pardon my style. I'm still standing, I'll be around for a while. Pardon my love, give me what I need. I need a black man to satisfy my soul. Looking for loving, I meet you there. I'm feeling so fine, we've got our bodies to share. Searching for love, I'll find you yet. Cause I'm looking so hard, I'll give you my best. I know that you're running free. I know that you want me.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
Are you ready to vote? The federal election is on soon. If you've recently turned 18 or have never enrolled before, you have to enroll to vote before 8 p.m. Monday the 7th of April. If you've changed your name or address since the last time you voted, you have to change your details. To enrol, you'll need proof of ID, that is a driver's license, passport, Medicare card, or someone who was already on the electoral roll who can confirm who you are. Enrol or change your details on the internet at aec.gov.au or pick up an enrolment form at any Australian Electoral Commission office and return it to the AEC before 8pm Monday the 7th of April. Your vote will help shape Australia. Authorised by the Electoral Commissioner, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
We got a little story to tell ya. This one goes out to me lady, me baby. Won't you run away with me, girl? Take my hand and follow me, girl. We can sail to the open seas, girl. Don't be shy, just come with me. Follow my lead, you can be me one and only. She's standing across the room, I can see you dancing right there. I just don't know what to do, but I see you wave and smile.
So let me finish and I've got my attention. Mr. Bartender, give me some liquor. We got a flashback from the other week. It's the girl, that's her that I've seen. She got a figure of an hourglass. Me now waste time, girl. Me got you in a me mind. Cause nobody na know her, nobody na care. You in a me arms, let's seal for a wee girl. Oh, oh, oh.
Follow me, girl. We can sail to the open seas, girl. Don't be shy, just come with me. Follow my lead. You can be me one and only.
Don't you follow me, baby girl. Me wanna hold you down. Come give me liquor, sweet love and all around me, baby. The sugar, me honey, me tropical breeze. Me love it when you wind up on the beat.
Oh, la, 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 la. Won't you run away with me, girl?
Run away.
Take my hand and follow me, girl. We can sail to the open seas, girl. Don't be shy, just come with me. Follow my lead, you can be me one and only.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, urgent call for inquiry into misuse of NDAs in Queensland, workplace sexual harassment cases. Blanket NDAs prevent employees who have experienced sexual harassment at work from ever being able to talk about these traumatic experiences, including to friends, family, and even trained healthcare professionals. Therefore, if a victim's survivor later changes their mind and wants to speak out or seek further help, the employer or perpetrator may apply for court action to stop them, risking the employee having to pay damage or legal costs. Look, it's a space that we need to tackle. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Eloise Dalton, Director of Working Women Queensland, and Eloise online. Eloise, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, it's about protecting the victim, and a lot of cases when we talk about sexual harassment, it's usually men on women. A lot of work to be done in this space, and we need to build a strong foundation for protection of the victims. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned it in your intro there, but sexual harassment is really prevalent in our workplaces, and you know, if you haven't been sexually harassed yourself, the chances are you know someone who has been sexually harassed at work.
Yes, yes. So where are we at with it in regards to a perpetrator? It seems more protected than the victim is what I'm picking up.
Well, that's part of the misuse of these non-disclosure agreements and something that we're trying to tackle here.
Yes.
Because the use of a non-disclosure agreement is pretty standard when a workplace dispute goes through a legal process. Mm-hmm. It's commonplace for people to sign one of these legal contracts.
And do we have protection in regard to the legal status for like lawyers at the table for our victims?
Well, there's nothing that forces people to have a lawyer involved. So that means that when people are signing these non-disclosure agreements, often they haven't even had legal advice about what it means for them and how it might impact their life, you know, years into the future. And if you're prevented from talking about what happened to you and the complaint process and even the settlement, that can be really difficult for people to heal from the trauma of what they've been through.
Exactly. And as I mentioned in the intro, that the employer or the perpetrator may apply for court action to stop them risking an employee having to pay damages or legal costs. So it's like a scapegoat, isn't it?
That's right. And we know that these non-disclosure agreements are usually, they're requested most of the time by the employer. There are some circumstances when a worker or an employee might request one, but most of the time it's the employer who these NDAs protect.
Okay, in Australia, about three-quarters, 75% of legal professionals report never having resolved a sexual harassment complaint without the use of strict non-disclosure agreements. So it's like a brick wall, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really alarmingly high. It means that, yeah, as you say, three-quarters of Australian lawyers have never resolved one without that blanket NDA, meaning people can't ever talk about what happened to them again in most cases.
And then if you look at it, the perpetrator feels, oh, look, I've got a free rein here, so I can continue with this because it's in my makeup, so to speak. And then there's more victims that come to the table, you could say.
Yeah, that's right. It stops us from, you know, stamping out those systemic issues at the workplace because it's covered up. How can we fix something exactly if it's a secret and we don't know about it?
Okay, so for a person that's been being a victim or victimised, what did they do? Tell us the process there, please, Eloise.
Well, it could be that somebody makes a complaint at their workplace. You know, they go to the CEO or HR and say, this isn't okay, this is what happened to me. Mm. Or they might choose to make an external report to an external legal body and go through a legal process. And an NDA comes into play usually when we've reached a resolution of that legal process. That's where they come into the picture.
Okay. And when you say they come to, well, an agreement, so does the perpetrator has left the building, or do they separate, or do they have compensation, or what happens in that situation?
Not always. Some of the time people, the perpetrator leaves. Sometimes they don't. And oftentimes the worker is the one who feels like they have to leave the employment because they don't want to be there anymore.
Yes.
There is sometimes compensation, but when there's a non-disclosure agreement, we can't really benchmark how these sexual harassment matters are resolved, and it stops us from making progress as a community.
Sure. Now, if an individual is a perpetrator or accused of, if we're talking about 3-4 accusations, then that's, you know, the shoe fits, so to speak. Do they act on it? Does that give a bit of weight in regarding the perpetrator being arrested?
Well, employers do have legal obligations to stamp out this kind of sexual harassment and discrimination. So that's something that definitely employers have to keep in mind.
Sure. Yep, well, a lot of work to be done. And, look, thank you for your yarn. Big shout-out to your team there. And, yes, we need to stamp it out big time. Thank you very
much.
And we'll be in touch, Eloise. Thank you.
Thanks so much. And we've got a petition. I might just mention we've got a petition calling for law reform to help fix this problem.
Okay.
People can get behind it by jumping on our website, and we're calling to make sure that NDAs can't just be included unless people have legal advice.
Yep.
We want to make sure NDAs are time-based so they don't last forever, and we want to make sure that people are able to talk to their doctors and their support networks. So if your listeners can get behind the petition, we would really appreciate that.
Aloise, can you give us your web page there, please?
It's brq.org.au. You'll have all the links to the petition there.
All right, fantastic. You have a great day. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. A deadly young there, Aloise Dalton, Director of Working Women Queensland. An urgent call for inquiry into the misuse of NDAs in Queensland, workplace sexual harassment cases. We need to stamp it out across the board, you mob. So do support this fantastic movement, very much so, to protect our women and children. There it is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yana Strong.
Who you know, and I know someone. See what we just overcome, we must be the chosen ones.
Okay.
When I'm feeling low, I get high, roll me some. Hit that on the first night, that's a hole in one. Give a damn when they envy me, they ain't matching this energy. Building up my legacy, I'm in the lab with this chemistry. The MVP, I'm back up and it's lit. From that get go, I didn't quit. Now they all know I'm legit. I come with open hands, I'm spreading love, I do the most I can. That girl did my brody wrong, now he's a broken man. I'm guru moved to all this hate, I gotta focus, man. How you talking down on me when you standing on stolen land? Roll my eyes that I'm the main. Standing on my business, you know how I do my thing. They all manipulate in politics, that's proper shame. What goes around comes around like a boomerang.
Working, you're wasting my time. Looking for what? Looking for signs. Making a stack when I'm busting a rhyme. When I began, I came in divine. Remember the time, had nothing to shine.
Nothing to shine.
I'm hustling, taking over like the government. And I get to action, jumping in. My cousin out here thugging it. Like what now? Which way? They too fake, can't stand it. I'm up now and I'm here to stay. By true God, they gammon.
Roll my eyes that I'm the main. Standing on my business, you know how I do my thing. They all manipulating politics, that's proper shame.